Research Methods for Androids by Markus Birkenkrahr. Research Skills. The 10 Research Superpowers. Research requires skills. To do it well, you have to do certain things. Having skills means you're good at what you do. There are 10 core skills required for doing research. 1. Searching. The ability to find good sources. You can begin with Google Scholar, but you need to branch out and find more targeted input as well, especially from books and journals. You have to learn to pick good questions. Bad questions waste a lot of search time. Make sure you use different types of sources. Document all your searches, even the smallest. 2. Writing. The ability to lay down words, the way a bricklayer builds a house using bricks. Good research writing requires mastery of language and style and storytelling techniques. If English is not your first language, you will want to improve it by reading and writing a lot in English. Summarizing research materials in your own words can be very helpful. No matter how good you think you are, have your English checked by a native speaker or two, just to be sure. Style is important, but at the beginning it may be easier to copy a style you like, at least until you find your own. Storytelling techniques. Theme, what is your subject, plot, what are you describing, and characters, who plays a role in your research. These three elements are as important in writing up your research as they are in any novel. For now, look for storytelling elements when you read. If you find the research gripping or entertaining, the writer has used some storytelling techniques. 3. Analyzing. The ability to deduce facts from the given data, with or without software. This is the skill most people think of when they think of research. In order to analyze your research, you need valid data. This will be strongly linked to your research concept. You also need the skill of visualization to understand your results, which may be very abstract. Systematizing, bringing structure to your data by looking at elements, relationships, and patterns. Chapter headings, noticing behavior patterns of subjects, measuring sets of variables are all ways of structuring data. 5. Planning. You have to manage your resources across the whole period of the project. Projects are more complicated nowadays, involving more people in more places and more disciplines. For first, longer projects, I recommend the agile planning style. In this methodology, your thesis is a prototype. Your peers are a development team, and your supervisor is the customer. 6. Communicating. You must learn to communicate your research to different audiences and at different levels. You will use different language to explain it to a research subject than you will in hashing it over with your supervisor or in presenting initial results to other students. This is especially important if you work on your own. It can be easy to forget that research is a group activity done with and for people. 7. Creating. There is nothing new under the sun, but there is still room for creativity. The purpose of research is to create something original, a new insight, a new way of testing something, new evidence, a new model. 8. Improvising. Even if your research is well planned, there will be moments when you have to improvise. It may be as small as changing course in mid-interview to pursue interesting information, or as large as realizing someone else has published too near your own research question. The most important thing is to document all departures from plan. 9. Enduring. It's not always easy to keep the energy up and going through setbacks and dry patches. An important part of any long-term creative project is finding a support network along the way. 10. Reflecting. Regularly take a step back and observe yourself, your material, your process. This is how researchers grow. The first 5 skills, searching, writing, analyzing, systematizing, and planning, are hard skills and can be aided by software. The second 5 skills, communicating, creating, improvising, enduring, and reflecting, are soft skills. They can be developed and strengthened. If you know you have a weak point or two, and who doesn't, think about getting some coaching. A little intensive training can make a big difference.